Imagine staring at a tangled web of code, feeling that familiar knot in your stomach as you contemplate making changes. Should you clean it up first or dive straight into adding new features? This question haunts developers daily, and Kent Beck's Tidy First offers a refreshing perspective that's quietly become required reading at tech giants like Google and Amazon. Even Elon Musk has reportedly referenced Beck's principles when discussing Tesla's codebase restructuring. What makes this work so compelling is how it transforms the seemingly mundane act of code cleaning into a profound exploration of human relationships and economic value. Tidying isn't about aesthetics, it's about creating sustainable value through beneficially relating elements within a codebase. Good design isn't about creating perfect structures, but about crafting relationships that make future changes easier and less costly. Beck frames tidying as a series of small, safe, and reversible changes rather than advocating for massive refactoring projects that disrupt development. This philosophy aligns perfectly with modern continuous delivery practices. The true power emerges when we understand tidying as creating options for future development, reducing the messiness tax that accumulates in neglected code bases. Have you ever struggled to follow deeply nested if-else statements? Guard clauses flip the traditional approach to conditional logic. Instead of nesting deeper with each condition, we check for exceptional cases early and return immediately. Before, function process order, order. If order.isValid, if order.items.length greater than 0, deeply nested logic. After, function process order, if not order.isValid, return invalid order. If order.items.equal 0, return empty order. Main logic follows clearly. The difference is striking. The second version makes preconditions explicit and keeps the main logic path clear. Equally important is the courage to delete unused code. Dead code isn't just digital clutter, it's a cognitive burden. Every time we scan a file, our brains unconsciously process everything there. The justification often sounds reasonable. We might need it later. Beck counters with a simple truth. Version control already preserves this history. Many developers report a sense of liberation after removing unnecessary code, like clearing out a cluttered room. Code grows organically, creating inconsistencies or asymmetries that hinder understanding. Normalizing identifies these variations and unifies them under a single pattern, not necessarily the best one, but a consistent one. By aligning similar structures, we reduce the cognitive load needed to comprehend the system. Beck advocates separating interface design from implementation. Design the interface you wish existed, then adapt the implementation to work with it. This creates a clean boundary between what the code does and how it does it, making future changes easier. Code organization significantly impacts comprehension. Beck explores two strategies: reading order, which arranges code in a natural narrative flow, and cohesion order, which groups related elements based on functional relationships. Though seemingly superficial, these ordering techniques profoundly affect how easily others understand the system, freeing mental resources for solving the actual problem. Equally important is the power of naming. Have you ever looked at code and wondered, what does this actually do? Poor naming is often the culprit. Beck offers techniques like explaining variables and constants. Before, if date.getMonth equals 11 and date.get greater than 25 and user.purchaseTotal greater than 1000, then apply discount, 0.15. After, const isHolidaySeason equals date.getMonth equals 11 and date.get greater than 25. Const isHighValueCustomer, user.purchaseTotal greater than 1000. Const specialDiscountRate equals 0.15. If isHolidaySeason and isHighValueCustomer, then apply discount, special discount rate. This transformation makes the code's intent immediately clear. We're implementing a specific business rule about holiday discounts for valuable customers. Long functions are difficult to understand. Back addresses this with two techniques, chunking statements and extracting helpers. Chunking adds blank lines to visually separate logical sections, creating breathing room for readers to process code in manageable pieces. Extraction moves these logical sections into separate helper functions with descriptive names, making the main function structure explicit and creating reusable, independently testable components. As we chunk and extract, patterns emerge that might suggest deeper restructuring opportunities. Modern IDEs make extraction particularly safe and efficient, making this one of the most accessible tidying techniques for developers. Underlying Beck's practical advice is a sophisticated economic framework centered on two key concepts, the time value of money and optionality. The time value principle recognizes that features delivered today generate value sooner than those delivered later. This creates tension with design activities like tidying, which may delay immediate delivery in favor of future benefits. Optionality provides the counterbalance. Well-designed software creates options, the ability to implement new features or respond to changes with minimal cost. Tidying increases optionality by making the codebase more adaptable. The interaction between these principles explains many common development patterns. The pressure to deliver quickly often leads to technical debt, while the desire for flexibility encourages investment in design. This economic perspective transforms tidying from a matter of preference to a business decision with measurable impacts. It provides a language for discussing design choices with non-technical stakeholders and aligns software development with broader organizational goals. Perhaps most profound is Beck's emphasis on the human experience of programming. He frames software design as fundamentally about relationships between developers and users, and between present and future selves. The joy of programming emerges as a crucial consideration. Tidying creates satisfaction by bringing order to chaos and making future work more pleasant. This emotional benefit directly affects productivity, creativity, and sustainability. Each tidying decision is a communication across time, a message saying, "I thought about you and tried to make your work easier." This transforms tidying from a technical activity to an act of professional care and responsibility. By starting with small, safe tidyings, we begin a journey of continuous improvement that acknowledges the messy reality of software development, with changing requirements, imperfect knowledge, and human teams. Implementing tidying practices requires both individual discipline and team alignment. Beck suggests starting with the smallest possible changes that still deliver value. This minimal tidying approach reduces risk while building confidence in the process. When introducing these practices to a team, focus first on techniques that are easy to explain and visibly beneficial. The timing of tidying is crucial. Beck recommends tidying just before making changes to a particular area of code, when the context is fresh and the benefits immediate. This pay-as-you-go approach distributes the cost of maintenance across the development lifecycle rather than concentrating it in dedicated refactoring sprints. In a world obsessed with shiny new frameworks and technologies, Beck reminds us that sometimes the most revolutionary act is simply tidying what we already have. The result is code that's not just functionally correct, but a joy to work with. Code that respects both its creators and its future caretakers.